We are so thankful. We are joyful. We are glad that you are tuning in this afternoon. It is a 2025 Fall Share-a-thon. Rejoice in hope. There is some rejoicing going on here. It was a great hour with Bishop Peter. We are blessed by his presence. In fact, he's so inspiring that Dave Asterisk, our host, is getting some spiritual direction. He needs that out in the hallway right now. So we have brought in another guest, another great hour. Rolando, let's tie up that bow. We hit our goal. We were really excited to do that.
I'm very excited to announce, we exceeded our goal last hour, and we would like to thank John from St. Cecilia Parish in Hillsboro, and prayer for his health.
We will pray for you. We will pray for your health. And thank you so very much for calling in that hour, being with us. Now, we have got a new hour and a new goal. What? There is a little mayhem going on over here.
Just yucking it up.
You know, it's good thing we're not on the video right now. So
settle it
down. Well, maybe we were.
Oh, that's what. Oh, make sure that red button is on. That's
right.
The thing you got to
remember. Ladies and gentlemen, you might recognize that voice from Mater Dei Radio's longest running program, Sunday Commentary.
Sunday Commentary.
Kevin,
what a blessing
Jordan.
That has been. Yes, thank you for having me. I tell you, following the bishop's going to be a tough act to follow,
but we're
going to do our best.
If anybody can do it, you most definitely can. Now, we have talked about this before, because when you are able to join us, you come in ready to talk about Catholic radio. We right now are ready to talk about Sunday Commentary, though. The longest running show, and you have been the host.
Yes.
All 20 years of it.
I have been.
How did you get this idea 20 years ago and thought, I'm just going to give of my time and talent, because this is a show that I think is important for the air.
Well, thankfully, you had me on for the whole hour. I'm going to give you a really shortened version of it. And quite frankly, to tell you the truth, it was not my idea. I originally met a future general manager, Mark Andreas, through some local channels and started doing some liturgical scripture readings for the station. And I have a wonderful friend, Ann Dvorak. She now is in South Dakota. She was my first co-host. I'm now on my third. They get a little tired of me. But Ann, if anyone who has met Ann knows that she is extremely outgoing. She loves to have her hand in about 30 different things. And she loves to bring you along for everything that she does. And so I was doing the liturgical scripture readings. She actually was trying to promote some of her mother's Bible study sessions and things like that, and trying to bring that to other people. And she called me up one night, and we were getting together in about a week or so from that time. She goes, "Hey, Kevin, I really want to ask you this question. It's really important. So when I see you next time, remember, I want to ask you." And immediately I went, oh, okay, this is like the 40th time Anne's asked me to do something. I'm putting a no in my head. Like, how can I tell Anne no on this? She goes, "Kevin, I've been working with my mom's Bible study. I talked to KBVM Radio, Dina Marie Hale, of course, a great previous program manager, great supporter of the station. And she said, I need to find a co-host. Would you be interested in trying to co-host this Bible study with the Sunday Commentary and this Mass, explain the Mass?" And I was getting ready to say no, and I went, oh, let me think about that, because I was already involved in the station. I, you know, growing up, actually kind of wanted to be like this late night rock show DJ host, right? I had the whole vision on, and that was going to be great. And I thought, well, let me give this a try. I prayed about it. I said yes. And we recorded 4 sessions. Dina Marie brought them to a Dr. Greg Markey, who was here at the station a number of years ago. He gave the thumbs up, and Labor Day of 2005, we're our first, we were on air for the first time, and that was 20 years ago. So what a blessing it has been to be involved with this station for 20 years. And it's that series of things that happen in your life, and that's what I think we find with the radio station does here. You take those little experiences in your life, you get exposed to all the shows that we have on KBVM Radio and Mater Dei Radio here, and you weave those into a beautiful tapestry. And that's something that is well worth supporting in your life and in your financial support and your prayers.
Oh, and again, now we can recognize why Sunday Commentary is such a great show, because you have such a great voice. You have such a heart for this ministry. And most importantly, you have a heart for evangelizing the people here. And then think about back then, I mean, where we were on UP campus. started off because people wanted to pray the rosary.
Exactly.
And now here we are looking out over the valley on Sylvan Hill. We are on one of the highest points in the city now, and we are like this beacon in a world in need. And through the years, you've seen a few changes at Mater Dei Radio. And I want to say Sunday Commentary has been on the air longer than many Catholic radio stations across the country have been on the air. You have been here from just the very early years of that. Just kind of share with our listeners how excited it is to see what we have been able to do if we let Our Lady guide us.
Yeah, think about the financial support that folks have bring that brought us from the University of Portland. It was a good starting point, but it was kind of a rundown home that we were in there. And the financial support allowed us to move to a temporary location while this one was being purchased. So your financial donations do so much to help build this station, allow us to bring really Christ and the Gospels and the good news through the airwaves. And I actually just got off of 26. We can see 26 out of the windows here.
Yes, we certainly can.
And believe me, you're not moving anywhere. So I just got off that road. And so now is a great time to call 888-823-5286. You, of course, can hop online. You can go to the Hail Mary Media app. There are just wonderful ways that you can support our station. And believe me, it makes a huge difference. It is so effective the way the station uses the finances and the treasures that are given to us. It is really amazing to see. And it's a beautiful and a wonderful story.
All right. And you know what is also beautiful is these prayer shawls that we have. We've got to let people know we've already lost one of those. Excuse me, somebody is taking that with them. Cozy Lavender. Yep. So go online, check those out. For every gift, $750 or more, you are eligible for that. All right, we should definitely get our marching orders here for us for this hour. We have got to get $2,500 this hour.
We can
do that. Absolutely doable. Yeah. Absolutely doable. I think that we can get there. What we need is to start getting these phone calls. I would love to give away one of these prayer shawls. That would get us right up a good jump start.
That would be excellent.
Ideally, though, I really like starting with these even numbers. If somebody could call in and take that $500 portion of this goal, get that taken care of, and then we will work to get the other $2,000. So what portion can you take this afternoon? Give us a call and let us know. 888-823-5286. Go online to materdeiradio.com. Grab your phone and download the free Hail Mary Media app and make that pledge.
It's interesting the threads, conversational threads that get woven, because just last hour with Bishop Smith, we were talking about Our Lady's yes and her acceptance of the Lord's plan for her. And you just came in and started off with your story of how you were like, oh, I'm going to say no to Anne. How am I going to get out of this? And then it was like, oh, okay, yes.
That's right.
And then 20 years later, he's still on a weekly program here at Mater Dei Radio, supported by you, the listeners. Now we need your yes. We need you to pick up the phone and call 888-823-5286 and make a donation of any kind. Or go online to materdeiradio.com or use your smartphone and tap the Hail Mary Media app.
And that's right. We are growing this matching fund today because at the end of today, we have to try to get to as much as we can. So that way through the rest of the week, those goals and hourly limits that we are trying to get to, we will have the ability to match those gifts. And that is the way that, you know, your gift is multiplied and to help Mater Dei Radio. Kevin Doran is host of Sunday Commentary, the longest running show on Mater Dei Radio. 20 years.
20 years. 18 when you started?
No,
I mean,
believe
you're looking young, Kevin. That's crazy.
Well, that's another reason how we were talking about how well the station uses the finances. Think you don't actually have to put me in a makeup chair, make me all pretty, and put me in front of a camera, right? That we are saving people a lot of money because this face just does not come cheap. So,
you know, Kevin,
radio is a great medium.
For 20 years, you think about life changes. How old were your children when you started doing Sunday Commentary? They have grown up watching their dad and listening to their dad on Mater Dei Radio.
That's right. Yeah, my oldest, I'm thinking about this, he was 11 years old. He's now 31, has four children. And then my second son now has two. So I actually have grandpa of six. It has been, you know, an amazing journey. And, you know, when I think about when you start off and you don't know what that future is going to look like, you don't know what that the next month or the next year is going to look like, and yet you say yes and you just keep moving forward. And quite frankly, the show, it helps me as much learn more about our faith as hopefully I'm able to share it. But you know, when I think about like the listeners, there's maybe some listeners here who are thinking about like, I'm not sure what a monthly donation looks like. I don't know what a quarterly donation looks like. I don't know how my finances are going to look. And I think there was that CEO from the financial team on earlier in this.
Ashley Michigan. Right.
Yes. Yep. And you know, you go ahead and you say, I'm gonna put that fear aside because I trust in our faith. I trust in Our Lady, and I'm gonna ask for her intercession to help me through this. And you make that first little step, and then you say, yeah, okay, this feels good, and I'm gonna go ahead and do that step again. And you slowly make that monthly donation, you make that monthly step, you step out in faith. That's really what this, really that's been my life within the Sunday Commentary. And I think that's really true just as a faithful supporter of the station.
Yeah, so I'm tell a personal story. Look, it's hard to tell personal stories, right? Because then it seems like it's all about you. And I'm not much, but I'm all I think about. So here's the thing. So I am working at EWTN Shortwave Radio. This predates any of the AM/FM affiliated stations. Before even Matre Day Radio began broadcasting. So I am there, and I am invited to take on the responsibility of running one of the first EWTN-affiliated stations out of Reno, Nevada. And living in Birmingham, Alabama, it's a dream come true, but I've got a lot of stuff going on in life, and I'm kind of hesitating about this thing. And I'm driving home one day, and EWTN Radio, I don't know if anybody's been there, but it sits on top of a 2,000-foot-high miner's mountain outside Birmingham, Alabama. Dirt road all the way down. And I worked in that place every single day. And so I'm driving down that mountain road, dirt road, and as I'm coming up on one of the curves, the Lord says to me, aren't you going to slow down? In my heart, not just in my spirit. Aren't you going to slow down? And I thought, well, no, I'm pretty comfortable at this rate of speed. I've been down this road. And he said, aren't you going to stop the car and get out and make sure that this road continues on the other side of the mountain that you cannot see? And I said, Lord, I've been down this road many, many times. I'm very comfortable knowing that this road continues on the other side of the mountain. In fact, if I'd never been down this road before, I would still trust that it continued on the other side of the mountain that I can't see. And the Lord said to me, you trust the people who built this road more than you trust me. Wow. Every time I ask you to do something that you can't see to the other end of, you insist that you're going to stop the car, throw a little tantrum, and get out and not move until I show you the rest of the story. It goes exactly to what you're saying. Sometimes the Lord asks us to step out in faith, to do a thing, because he wants to bless us in a way that we have never been blessed before, because he hasn't called us into this kind of giving, this sacrificial life of giving. It's another step. It's another movement toward intimacy with the Lord God. Don't miss that opportunity. Now, I'm not saying that's what he's saying to you right now, but it could be. Mm-hmm. And if he is, don't say no. Here's the problem. When we say no, it makes the next no far easier. When we say yes, it makes the next yes far more likely. We have to be in the habit of saying yes to God. And here you are 20 years later, built one yes upon another yes upon another yes.
Yes.
You have to be in the habit of saying yes to the Lord.
All right, and that's really what we want to do with KBVM, is help you say yes, both in your finances and your prayers. I remember a number of years ago when I was, on show. Gosh, it was back maybe when Jerry Usher was
okay.
here. And I still remember like, yeah, you know, the station says we want prayers, but we really want the finances. And as I've grown in my faith, I really have seen the power of prayer. Mm. And what you're saying, that power of yes and trusting the Lord.
Yes,
we really are I'm very serious when we say, you know, we want you to be able to financially support the station, but we really also need prayers as
we
well.
We need your
prayers. Please
yes.
pray for us. And I very much from the bottom of my heart, we need your prayers to be able to continue doing what the station does. And think about just radio in general, how available it is. Anyone can listen to this. How personal it is. We, of course, have the morning blend. My daughter likes to call herself a blender, right?
Right, be a morning blender.
She's listening right now, so just to make sure she shout out to my daughter.
Thanks,
Colleen.
Kevin. That's just going to go right to her head.
We are on 24/7. You know, the station starts with Mass in the Rosary in the morning. It ends at the Rosary at night. We have Mass in the middle of the day. and how timely and efficacious this station is. And again, we already hit on how cost-effective radio is for our country. And we have it on the air. We have it through the Hail Mary Media app. You know, a lot of our shows, we are able to go and put them on your streaming services. So we're there and we're available. And we really, we do this to touch people's lives.
Absolutely. Amen. And you, so many people can now tune in because of technology, because of the way that Mater Dei Radio has been able to grow, and especially now on this beautiful multimedia station building that we have here. We have all of our programming is digitized. It's all going out to all of your podcast platforms. So you can get it, I mean, Spotify and Apple Podcasts, and then also on the Hail Mary Media app. We have our own app, and it is absolutely free. But there is a cost to run this ministry, and it's through our share-a-thons that we are asking for you to join us today. So that way we can continue this message, this ministry that we started so many years ago. And Kevin Doran, he can continue being the longest-running show on Mater Dei Radio. So $2,500 is our goal this afternoon. This is going to be a slow start, but we know that the phones are going to start ringing, the bells are going to start dinging, and we are going to get to this goal with Kevin.
I've got seven circles on my paper.
Okay.
I think we're going to need seven individual gifts, but we need those phone calls coming in pretty quickly to start adding it up.
All right. So we are going to go into a break. We are going to kind of allow you time to make your pledge and then join us back. We're going to talk more about great programming here at Mater Dei Radio. You are listening to our Fall Share-a-thon 2025 as we rejoice in hope. Thank you so much for joining us again. You know, we have this discussions. We go into the break, we step out, we clear our throat, we get more snacks. I love snacks at Fall Share-a-thon. And then we have these incredible discussions. And we went, I need to hear that story.
Yeah.
And this is this incredible story because, Kevin, there was something about it that kind of struck a chord. And then you confirmed it, David, about... Yeah. Mother Angelica, she has a friend. His name is Saint Michael.
Yeah. So if you go back to EWTN shortwave radio, we were talking about the mountain that I was coming down as I was contemplating this move, and the Lord corrected me. But the way that shortwave radio station got built on top of that mountain, first Mother Angelica was going to build shortwave radio. This is 1992. One person, I'll remember his name. One person paid for the whole thing, $20 million, $22 million. And she was ready to build this shortwave facility. Thought it was going to be in Italy. Turned out not to be. So then she decided to build it in Alabama. So she's in a helicopter looking for land. And she says to her vice president at the time, as they're in the helicopter, she says, "Do you see what I see?" And he said, "No, I don't." And Mother Angelica says, "You don't see Saint Michael with his sword drawn on top of that mountain standing there?" And he said, "No, Mother, I don't. But if you do, we should probably land and check it out." So they took the helicopter down. They bought this 2,000-foot-high miner's mountain. I always say that Jesus calls us to have faith the size. If we have faith the size of a mustard seed, we could move mountains. Mother decided to use her faith to buy one instead. She bought a big old mountain in Alabama. Everybody studied the thing and said it was not conducive to building.
You called it a miner's mountain.
Yeah, a miner's mountain. Right, and filled with material that is not good for radio broadcast. And yet she built it there because St. Michael was there. And all of it came back going much further than anybody could have ever predicted. The very best place to have a shortwave radio. And it's worked even to this day, still broadcasting from that mountain to Cuba and China and other places around the world.
So, isn't that incredible?
All because St. Michael was standing there with his sword drawn.
So. Oh, right, defend us in battle.
Yeah. Absolutely. I like to think that our ladies brought us here.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I think Pat Ryan, when he came on board, we had to make that move, and he started looking at multiple places.
Yeah.
I mean, real estate in Portland, Oregon, not the easiest to come by, that's for sure. And we wanted to be able to grow this ministry.
Yeah.
And when we found this, one of our board members said, "No way. It can't be there. Do you know what an ice storm in Portland looks like?" And Pat said, "No, this is going to be the place." And here we are. Now, we have had some ice storms, and it has knocked us out from time to time, but we will not be scared away. We just let it thaw out, and we get back on the air and we get great broadcasting. We have this great partnership with EWTN, and we're able to pick up some wonderful shows through them. And we have this partnership with Relevant Radio, and we are able to have shows through Relevant Radio. But the best part is we have these locally produced shows. The Morning Blend to welcome you. And the weekends, that's what's so amazing about Sunday Commentary. Because you don't want to, if something is important to you, you've got a big speech, a big presentation. You don't just go in cold and say, I'm going to wing it. No, right. you prepare, right? We are trying to get to heaven. Mm. So we need to prepare. And we need to prepare for our Sunday Mass. And the best way to do that is to read the readings that are coming up. Well, I mean, you can also listen. Listen to Sunday Commentary. You get all the liturgical readings, you read on them, and then you give great commentary. How are you inspired after you read the readings? And then you offer us a little bit more. So that way, when we get to Mass on Sunday, now we're ready. Now right. we've heard these readings before. Now we've heard commentary to help us understand even better what we're about to listen to in the Holy Mass.
Yeah, well certainly to your question, it is certainly is a fair amount of prayer, a fair amount of resources. It's a humbling experience oftentimes, how much I don't know. But again, why we do this. But for folks who are not familiar with the commentary, really the purpose of the show is for us to be able to delve more deeply, more beautifully into the sacrifice of the Mass. And we do this by proclaiming the scriptures, as you mentioned, Brenda, and then provide about a 10-minute commentary on those. So we, it's just a short 15-minute show, run on air, 7 a.m. on Saturdays, 8 a.m. on Sundays, and of course anytime on through the streaming, streaming and through the Hail Mary Media app. But what we try to do with this is provide a context or put a handle on the scriptures so you're not listening to them that first time during Mass. Because I know for myself, I have sometimes, we get through the end of the homily and like, what was that first reading again?
Sure.
So we try and provide a little bit of background on why was this prophet talking in this way, or what was going on maybe politically, and how do these readings tie together? How does that apply to our lives today? I mean, even think of this past Sunday, Naaman, right? If all we walk into Mass and we say, well, he just went ahead and dipped himself into the Jordan seven times, came out clean, and we're good to go. And he takes two mule loads of earth back to Syria. He's like, that's it. But you don't realize that started this huge complex story, began with this little maidservant of Naaman's wife, and how all the even the king of Israel got involved, and how Naaman went through this story of pride and then submission and obedience, but then conversion. And we provide some of that context, and you can go in to that Mass and say, wow, look at all this that's going on. It puts a beautiful color around it. And that's what we hope for our listeners to be able to do that way.
Yeah. And the hero of that story, I mean, just to stay on there, the maidservant, her family had been conquered, slaughtered.
Yes, that's right.
And she's taken into slavery, and she has such love that she is trying to convince the man who did this to her family to go and visit. I mean, it's crazy when you these heroes in the scriptures, when you really delve into it, not the names we might be familiar with, just one more layer under that, and you find these heroes.
That's right, and they can make that difference there. So that's what we try and do with the commentary. I know originally I started with my Anne, my first co-host. I had a wonderful lady, Dina Creamer, after her for several years, and now I've been with Carla Wehrman for about 13 years. Mm. She brings such a beautiful, I'd say, womanly wisdom to the commentary, and we really balance each other, I think, really well. And what a pleasure it is. And you know, we were talking a little bit about the global outreach now with all this digital media, and so Sarah here at the station started collecting some analytics when we started podcasting. And it was really kind of funny because she's like, hey, you even had a download from Russia.
There you go.
And I'm
that's
like,
it?
Russia, this is so cool. Amen. Right. And I said, how many? And she said, well, one.
Yeah, right. Humility.
So they must not have liked me over there, I guess. I don't know. They're like, yet. I don't know.
Well, we'll get Sarah to give us another little update on who's been downloading Sunday commentary. That's for sure. But can I add something about Carla Wehrman and how incredible she is? Now, I've been talking about going to Jesus class with my future daughter-in-law. Mm. And last week, Carla Wehrman was the instructor. Oh, she attends Holy Redeemer Vancouver.
Yes.
these people were launching questions. And people who are coming to the faith, they don't do things like, well, that's tell me about Jesus. No, they want to know how through Jesus Christ are my sins forgiven, and how was his death on the cross, you know, the entryway for me to be saved forever. I mean, they have serious questions. And Carla looked at each one of them and answered it. Mm-hmm. Just one after another after another. Mm. She is fantastic. And so between the two of you, you definitely are a dynamic duo.
We have a lot of fun together. I'm very thankful that she's with me and be able to do this. And we, you know, if we don't know answers, we point people to KVVM Radio. We talked about Catholic Answers on the last hour and how important that is to really understand the faith. And again, all these beautiful traditions that we have along with apostolic tradition that we can rely on for our faith. And, you know, I remember actually when we talk about that beauty and that, you know, knowing those different seasons. I unfortunately went to a young boy's funeral, and this was a number of years ago, and it was for our Protestant brothers and sisters. And I still remember the pastor there saying, it was just struggling through his little service on, I don't know what to say because this is just such a pain I can't understand. And yet when you look at it through the Catholic lens and you see that beauty of the baptism, that life, and then passing on to hopefully the beatific vision, and we go ahead and see that cycle and in our lives in a yearly cadence of these different seasons we have, it brings such a beauty and a awareness of even if life is short, it can be a beautiful life. And there is that closure that we can provide, that the beautiful faith that we have in the Catholic faith really provides answers to really our longest yearnings.
And the ultimate healing will be home free. I mean, that's it. I mean, come on. The healings we get here are temporary no matter what.
That's
so,
right.
But here's the thing. This not so temporary. 24 minutes away from the top of the hour. This morning we had our morning block, bam, bam, bam. We met all of our goals eventually. I mean, we were short one, but then we were over. So we met the morning goal. And then this first hour for this afternoon's goal we met. But right now we have a $2,500 goal. We need to raise that $2,500 so we don't need to carry anything over. Really can't carry anything over because the next hour has a burden of its own. The next 4 days have a burden of their own. We need to meet this need for this particular hour, and we are down now to 23 minutes to do that. We're looking for 7 individual gifts. $2,500 will keep us even, Stephen. We don't need to raise more than the $2,500 this hour, but we can't raise less than the $2,500 for this hour. And here's the good news. The Lord God is stirring the hearts of certain individuals listening out there. And if all of you who are having your hearts stirred will say yes, then we will have accomplished our goal for this hour. Just don't let him pass by without responding to the invitation that he is giving to you right now. Again, quickly, if you could check these 3 boxes, I think this might be a divine appointment for you, a divine invitation. Are you hearing the sound of our voices? Check. Has the Lord blessed you by any measure that you might give a gift of any amount? Has he given you a little something over your absolute need? Check. And then the third, are you at a place where you can legally and safely make a phone call or go online and give a gift? If all 3 of those boxes are checked, brothers and sisters, we are waiting on you. 888, and I believe there are 7 of you who can check those boxes, and you are the ones to call that are called to give us your gift this hour to satisfy this need. 888-823-5286. 888-823. There's 1. So now we're looking for 6 more. 888-823-5286. 888-823-5286. Or online at materdeiradio.com. materdeiradio.com. Or on the Hail Mary media app. Choose which way you want to do it. But whatever you're going to do, do it now. We need your help right now.
We've been kind of rehashing the history of Sunday Commentary and Mater Dei Radio. But we haven't explicitly said, like, your donations have what brought this radio station into being and then has supported it over the last 35 years as it has expanded from KBVM down to KMME,
right.
Cottage Grove, on materdeiradio.com, the streaming, and recently the Hail Mary Media app now worldwide, all because the people of this area wanted their own Catholic radio station, and they have supported it with their hard-earned dollars. twice a year since then from the very beginning. And now we're back again asking for you to continue to help be the rock that this radio station relies on for the monetary need that we have.
And for 20 of those years, you have been listening to Sunday Commentary.
God, I love it.
It's a great show. We love it. And I mean, Catholic radio, so important to this community.
It really is. And when I think about the donors here and our regular donors and those, again, who are going to step out in faith, I think about Matthew chapter 6, verse 19. It says, do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust consume and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust consume and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there also will your heart be. That's, I think, the heart of the station. And that's what brings it. We talk about rejoice and with our theme this year. And how much joy that comes from being charitable. You know, you think about the Jordan River that has an inflow and an outgo. And you think about the Dead Sea, which only has an inflow. That Dead Sea is full of nothing, just salt. There's no life there because all it does is it receive. And you think about the Jordan River and you see streams come in and streams go out. That is what we hopefully can do with all the treasures in our lives. We receive so abundantly from God. We also need to bless others. And that's what we're asking for today. If you can call 888-823-5286, that is what we're looking for. Please bless us so we can bless others.
Amen.
Amen. So please, we are going into a break.
That's good stuff. Like, you can see why this commentary has gone on for 20 years.
You're welcome to take that with you.
Yeah. Fabulous stuff.
888-823-5286. That's the number to call. Go online at materdeiradio.com. That's materdeiradio.com, or download and use the free Hail Mary Media app. We have got more of that great commentary coming up for you. We're going to take the break, so make your pledge and then come back. You won't miss a thing here at Mater Dei Radio, our 2025 Fall Share-a-thon. Rejoice in hope.
Hey, we are back, and just in time to do a little something. It's time to ring that bell. We're ringing a bell.
What?
Yeah, Rolando just came in. He said it. Man, he said, ring
that
bell.
Ring
that bell. Wait a minute. Now,
back.
Wait a minute. Kevin, are you ready for this?
I hope so.
It is time for Frank Sinatra to sing. Hold one second.
Oh, I heard this last.
Yeah. It's your turn.
Sing it. Ring a ding,
ring a ding, ding, ring a ding, ding, ring a ding, ring a ding.
Bam! Look at that. Oh my goodness!
Kevin, we are keeping him around.
I love it. I love it.
Wow! Now that is the way to come out of a break. That is for sure. That means a significant gift has come in that is helping us just take away little bit, and then a big bite out of that $2,500. That's goal for this hour. We have hit every goal this day. We got a little bit short, but everybody said that's all right. This next hour, we're going to get you there. So we are just doing amazing work. Rolando is in. We are so excited this afternoon.
Yes, we are. I would like to thank longtime supporters, Michael and Catherine from St. Matthew's in Hillsborough.
Wow.
For their
St. Matthew's in the house.
Thank you so much for that gift.
They have a special prayer request for their adult children to return to the sacrament.
Amen.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. Wonderful parish. I was there for many years. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I have to tell you, the good news keeps rolling in because Sarah just came running in with a little post-it note. I no longer have one download for Russia. I am up to 11 downloads.
There we go.
You, one Russian at a time. You are evangelizing that country.
That's right. And really, you know, with the show and the Sunday commentary, we don't really hear much feedback. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things that's nice about some of the analytics. But she just brought in that 84% of the downloads are from the U.S. Yeah. 16% are coming from international places.
16%.
Some of the top countries, U.K., France, Germany, Canada, Philippines. So we are really having that global reach. We're trying to bring the gospel of Jesus Christ to everybody, right? That's our call. And that's why we do the commentary. That's why the radio station is here. That's why we need you to call 888-823-5286. Let's get some more donations. Let's get some of those bells ringing again.
I like it.
I might sing again.
No.
Right?
Love it.
No.
Hang on, hang
nailed
on. We
it.
Want them
no.
to call.
Yeah. Nailed it. No, no, no. Kevin nailed it. If I'm singing, they might not call, but they nailed that thing. Hey, I wanted to make one more connection between EWTN and Matre Day Radio. I'll do it quickly. EWTN, the birth of EWTN came about because Mother Angelica was invited to do a program on a local secular television station. And so she would go on there once a week, and she would do a Sunday evening program. And then they played a movie that was very anti-Catholic, anti-Christian. Mother Angelica said, I can't be on this television station if you're going to play anti-Catholic, anti-Christian movies. And the general manager said, I don't care. We're playing it anyway. It has nothing to do with you. So Mother Angelica then abandoned that station and started EWTN.
There you go.
If they had not played that movie, she would have been very content having that 1 hour a week. Look at Matre Day Radio's history. Exactly the same. Would have been very content having that rosary on that secular station if it had been at a decent hour. But because that secular station kept moving it further and further back, it was that that made Matre Day Radio raise up and say, you know what? We just need one of these of our own, and then you can't tell us what to do. So that moment of desperation ends up being the fodder that takes you to the next level, and that's how the Lord God works in our lives too. So always watch for that thing.
I've been sitting on this quote the whole time, and I hadn't had a chance to use it yet, and now it seems appropriate. It's from St. Augustine. God has deemed it better to bring good out of evil than to not permit evil at all.
Amen.
Now, I'm not saying it was evil that the radio station kept bumping the Catholic, rosary back, but think about, in a little way, how he's brought this radio station out of it.
You talked about persecution.
Yeah.
Right.
That is where we are strongest, right? We're here in Portland, Oregon. We know what the abortion industry is like here.
Right, yeah.
Bring the fight here. We have been doing this for a very long time. We know how to get this message out. We are in the middle of 40 Days for Life fall campaign.
Amen.
People are praying on the streets for the lives of the most innocent, and that is the message. You will not hear a pro-life message at any radio station on the FM dial. Go up and down. It's going to be hard to find.
Except for 88.3.
Except for the very first radio station on your dial.
So here we go. Kevin, Brenda, and Aaron, here's the thing. We were asking for 7 gifts. We're 3 in. We need 4 more. We're down to 8 minutes. So we have got to get these last 4. You know what I love? I love when we're down to 4.
Yeah.
I just do. Because then we can ask for 4 gifts. The first one in honor of the Father. The second in honor of the Son, Jesus Christ. The third in honor of the Holy Spirit. And then bring it all home with a beautiful package with a nice bow on it in honor of Our Lady. I promise if we can get those 4 gifts, we're going to hit that goal, that need for this hour. The Lord will take care of the math. But what we need is 4 of you saying yes. You say, well, you're still in need of 1,000, 1,500, whatever the case may be, and I can only give 25. Guess what? We're not going to get what we need if you don't call in that 25.
That's right.
Because your 25 is going to lead to another gift.
Would you be able to do that $25 every month?
Oh, praise God to that. Right?
Can you offer up one meal for Matre Day Radio a month? You have an idea of where you have those funds. Look, we have an update here. $1,450 in this hour. $1,450 in. That means we have $1,050 to go.
That's right, because we're going to get $25.
$1,050.
Okay, all right.
$1,050.
Right. And since I'm like a radio guy, I can now say if we only have 8 minutes left, it's time to call a short person to stand up and help take care of this, right?
That's right.
Not physically short. We don't need anyone physically short. We need someone to call in and say, how short are you to meeting your goal? You said $1,045.
$1,050.
Have someone call up. How short are you? It's
$1,045.
And we just need you to call and help us take care of that. Right?
Amen to that.
That's a grand slam. We were talking about some baseball here a little bit earlier, right? That's
Mariners
the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary.
There you go.
You got bases loaded. Let's bring it home.
Oh, Man, this Kevin, wow. He's good
Kevin.
At this thing.
You
he should have his
around.
Own show. I'm just like, if he did, I think it would last for 20 years.
I bet you, if you just come up with an idea.
And then he'd just be getting started, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I actually, tell you the truth, I was feeling kind of big in my britches covering the 20 years, and I thought, well, maybe this is time, since we have a new general manager, I thought, you know, it's time to go in and ask for a raise, because Patrick Ryan was here a number of years. He is a tough cookie, right?
And
he did not give me anything, so I met Rolando.
What? Yeah, we're going to double your income.
I went in. Double my salary. I went into Rolando and I said, hey, I've been here 20 years. It's time to double my salary.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know what he's saying, out of the kindness of his heart, Kevin has been doing this show for free for the entire time. So you know what? We are going to double your salary.
Yes. Yes. And you're exactly right. Because I do this because I love our faith. I love our Catholic brothers and sisters. Bring our Protestant brothers and sisters into our fold. Let's bring the light of Christ to everybody. And in fact, that's actually a good time to share a story here. Mm. You never know, just being present, how that might change a person's life. I actually have a wonderful coworker. I've worked with him a number of years. And he unfortunately has his daughter, young 20s, has cancer.
Mm.
And he was sharing that with me, and I was, you know, with him on that. And he said, you know, Kevin, he said, because of this, he said, I have prayed for the first time in my life.
Mm.
And I was floored, you know, but being present there, I'm hopefully able to walk with him and encourage him that he ultimately is able to really embrace, you know, Jesus Christ. That's what we want, and his salvation for him and his family, and how moving that was for him to share that. A man who's never prayed in his life, and yet you're there, and you're able to receive that. And you, as a Christian, any of us, can then respond to that. Walk with our brothers and sisters, and we can point them to this radio show and the radio station and say, this is where you're going to get beautiful gospel messages out of this station here. 888-823-5286. But that is a story that's always, it's going to remain with me the rest of my life.
We got to count it down. We need four on the line. Four on the phone. Let's just hear the phones ring. We need four of you. The first in honor of the Father, the second in honor of the Son, the third in honor of the Holy Spirit, and the last one in honor of Our Lady. We've got 4 minutes. Now we've got to get all of you on the line because we need to count you in before the end of this hour. We have $1,050. We are short of our absolute need, brothers and sisters. Those are bills paid, our bills not able to be paid, and we cannot be short. This is our minimal need. Each and every hour making our goal covers our minimal need for these coming months. Here we go. Are you ready? Are you ready to be one of those four? We need all four of you now with 4 minutes left, perfect minutes left. Here is that telephone number to call. If you have already made your call and your gift, pray. Just pray that the others respond right now. 888-823-5286. Who will call in that gift in honor of God the Father? Oh, yeah, by the way, you know how generous he was? He sent his only son, Jesus, bam, thank you, to die for you, that you might be reconciled to him. There we go, that call in honor of the Father. Now looking for that call in honor of Jesus. Man, you talk about a sacrifice made on your behalf. Can you call in a sacrificial gift in honor of Jesus, the Christ, our Lord and Savior? 888, the founder of our church, by the way, who gave us the promise that the gates of hell would not prevail against it. 888, who can call in a gift in honor of Jesus? 888-823-5286. Three perfect minutes left. Boy, you talk about a perfect time to honor the Holy Trinity when we have 3 minutes left. 888-823-5286. And we're going to keep an eye online as well, because you can make your secure gift at materdeiradio.com or on the Hail Mary media app. But we need that gift in honor of Jesus next. 888-823-5286. Coming up on 2 minutes left. We need three more of you on the line. $1,050 is our need. That's what we need to raise in order to meet the goal for this hour to remain even Steven for the day at 888-823-5286. Who can make that sacrificial gift in honor of Jesus? Then we're going to take a call in honor of the Holy Spirit. And then one to honor Our Lady on this, the 100th. Bam, there's that call in honor of Jesus. looking for a gift in honor of the spouse of Our Lady. Bam, thank you so much for that call. Now looking for
two calls. We still need two.
There's one. That's another
there's
one.
Another
okay.
One.
We're looking for that call in honor of Our Lady now with 1 minute left. 888-823-5286. Who wants to honor Our Lady? Take us all the way to the top. Your call will put us over our need for this hour on this 108th anniversary of the miracle of the Sun and Fatima. So Our Lady of Fatima, please intercede on our behalf. Looking for a call in honor of Our Lady at 888-823-5286, 888-823-5286. MatraDayRadio.com.
You can make that call in time to then stop and pray the angels with us in about 70 seconds. You got to call right now.
Call hands free. Just say, hey, that's Siri, right. Dial 888-823-5286 in any amount. The number is going to get us there. It doesn't matter the number. What are you able to help with Mater Day Radio? Now is the time to call. We are so very close. We need one more phone
in
call.
In honor of Mary. I mean, come on. Our mother, for goodness sake.
Got 45 seconds.
And in closing, think about we as a station have so much responsibility to bring the gospel of Christ to others. John Paul II wrote this one time. The communication media have acquired such importance as to be the principal means of guidance and inspiration for many people in their personal, familial, and social behavior. This is what we are doing at the station. This is how we are changing the world one soul at a time. That's why we ask for your support.
Amen.
Now that's why he's on the air for 20 years.
And that's why he is on the air.
Fabulous.
He blesses us with your presence. Kevin, thank you so much. We are going to go into the break. We are going to get everything
tallied.
Where's
that call in honor of Our Lady?
The call's coming.
We're all children
of
Our Lady.
I know that it's coming. I am assured. I have all of the faith.
Oh, okay.
It's been a wonderful hour, and we're going to get that call.
Thank you, Kevin. I believe it as well.
We're on the line. Thank you so much for this hour. We are right there. We are going to
go. There we go.
All
right.
Thank you
there
so much.
We go.
Our Lord blesses us, and Our Lady intercedes for us. So, Kevin, thank you so much. Keep up that fantastic work, and definitely I'll sure see if I can't get you that added bonus to double your,
thank you very
your
much.
Salary.
Thank you very
that's
much.
For sure. We're going to go into a break. We're going to pray the Angelus, and then we will be back for this final hour of this first day of Fall Charathon 2025. Rejoice in hope.